We're Milchus Shabbos, Milchus Erevin, Siman Shin Pei Beis, discussing halachas if a residence of a non-Jew gets in the way of an Erev, Siv Gimel, the bottom of Rishnun and Meraf. Says the Bechaber, Im Ein Le'en Yehudi Drisis Regal Yisraelim, if the non-Jew does not have any right of way to walk where the Jews live, Ein Le'en Yehudi does not make it for Ben Kigur. For example, Shtecha Tzeres, as you continue with Beis, two courtyards that open up to each other. The Elam, just as regular as they don't have any right of way one on the other. Ubechatzer Echad and one courtyard where any Yehudi, a non Jew lives. Ubechatzer Acher and the other courtyard where Mishnei Yisrael, Mayesid, lives two or more Jews. Machnisim, Maitzim, Machatzazul, Machatzazul, Beshabbos. The latter carry in and out from this courtyard to that courtyard on Shabbos. Derech Haloin, Shabbanem, through the window that's between them. Ein Tzricha Liskam, any Yehudi, they don't have to rent from the non-Jew. It says in Mishbrus HaKot Nidah, Pesuchot Zol Zol, open up to each other b'chaloin, with a window, or b'pesach, or with an opening. Siv Katan Tezva, Ve'ilam Jews is regular b'chul, they don't have any right away. That is She'en Zul from the Mizu, it's not one within the other, Elezu B'tzadzu, one on the side of the other. Because if it's one within, obviously the one on the inside has a right away to get out, to go to the street, they're on the side of each other, Peschein L'mova, and their openings are to the mother. They could carry in and out from this courtyard. It's what it means to say is came Shabbos b'bateim, vessels that start up Shabbos in their homes. Myrit told much Israel may be named that the Jews made an air between them. The blazer obviously without that, obviously then they can't carry out from their homes to the courtyard, but they could carry through to the other one. Sibkan Yizan, they're chaloying through the window. Even if it's beneath 10 tefachim, what I'm saying is, if there's an opening between them, they carry through the opening, that is between them, and to carry out from their courtyard to the courtyard of the non-Jew through the mavi, not directly from chatzah to chatzah, but going through the alleyway, the larger area, obviously when the mavi is fixed with a side post and a crossbeam as halacha requires. So totally besides, it depends on the following. If you didn't have in this mavi, only one courtyard of the Jew, so mutter then is permitted. Joshar Tzin Yudal says this from the Mayim Matchas Mishin Tzadi. This is the wording of the Shulchan Aruch according to this, a little bit not so precise because he writes Shebeneihem. And it sounds like that it's between them. And it's coming to exclude through the mavi. You're carrying from one courtyard to the other, from one to the other. Not when you go through the mavi, like the way it's written, Biragon, that's obviously Mesesim. Mechaber, he describes his case by two chatzers, one of a non-Jew, one of a Jew, and regarding this, even to the mavi is permitted, where the non-Jew does not make forbidden on the one courtyard of the Jew, even if there's many Jewish homes, as but later on in Shin Tzadi Av. The truth is, the source of this halacha the Mechaber, the Chuvitz Rash, where the story was of three chatzers, and two of them were of Yisrael, look over there, so then it makes sense this diuk that of Beinehem. Says the Mishnah further, now, now, if there were two courts of the Jews, us, it's forbidden. Why? Because the non-Jew makes the mavi forbidden for them. Again, the same thing like when you have of homes in the courtyard. So you have the same thing of a courtyard in regards to a mavi. You have two Jewish courtyards. Until they rent it from him, can move come on. Like we see later on, Simon Shin Tzadi Av, Sif Aleph, Siv Katan Yutes, and the Ein Tzricha Liskam in the Nachri. In this case, they don't have to rent for the non-Jew. But the reason is, Le Tzricha Chacham Liska, the Chacham, they're not required to rent, El Heich Shadron B'chatzer Echad, only if they live in one courtyard, or B'shtei Chatzeres, or two courtyards, V'yuzu Lefin Mizu, and it was one within the other. The Sha'akam, over there, Chatzen, where at least the non-Jew has a right of way through the outer one, Shazrim Darim Shom, where the Jews live over there. Dabe Gam Kim Kim B'chatzer Echad, so it's also like as if the non-Jew lives in the same courtyard. From a villa, come on, like we see later on the Sibyat Zayin. But Shayin B'shtech HaTzeres, which is not the case, but two courtyards. Shayin Lam Shaykh HaZvah, they were the non-Jew and the Jew. They don't have any association one with the other. Av Shem Leitzim Echtes, Lepam Derech HaChalayna, although they sometimes bring in and out through the window, like Pesach HaShish Lepetzit, or in the opening they have on the side, Les Lamba, that doesn't bother us. But the Shara Tzinais Tzvah says in Tazrites, that it's not applicable over here, the whole origin of this Gizera that you might come to learn from him. However, we don't go totally after this reason, because in one house, even if there's many Jews, where it would apply, maybe you can learn from him, we still didn't require a schiris from the Nachri. So it's not absolute, that rule. Siv Dal, Tasechim and any Yehudi Stam. If someone rents from the non-Jew unspecifically, Moyel, it's affected. Vein Tzach Lefarshla, he doesn't have to specify to Mishul Lahatir Atilta, that's to permit the Jews to carry over him. Vein Tzach Lichtav Shem Ksiva, the schiris, you don't have to have any writing regarding the rental. Says Mishul Sivkan Chaf, Vein Tzach Lichtav Bechul, you don't have to write anything. The Dibes Schiris Chalucha, it's sufficient with even a week a rental, but like in the schiris beria, it doesn't have to be a strong rental. Sif hey, seichem en Yehudi, you can rent from the non-Jew. Even something, even a value less than a pruta. Says Drama, Mutalis come in the Shabbat, you allow to rent from him on Shabbos. That's the Mordechai in the beginning of Paragador. And finally, come on, Simon Shin Pei, give him a look later on in the next Simon. Says the Mishpur, Sipkot Chaval, the Philip Pavs, Mishav Prudah, even if the value is less than the Prudah. Hatam, the reason is the Gabi Akam, because regarding non Jews, Chashem Mammon, that's considered as money, because the Ben Noich Nereg, a non Jew, is executed a Philip Pavs, Mishav Prudah, for a theft even less than the Prudah. But from a Jew, if you want to rent from him his rishus, that would not be effective less than the pruta. I thought that's mekilim as mission pay. Siv gimel, even according to the lenient ones, meaning as the Dirshah 35 brings his intention is for those opinions that it's effective to do schiris by a Jew, and that he writes that it would have to be rented with a value of a pruta. Which Taz asks, why is not effective schiris by Yisrael but less than a pruta? From the loch of bitul rishus, it's like you're nullifying. So he answers that since you're coming from the medium of schiris and there's no schiris, so then it would be worse than being mevatel rishus. So the Shabbos answers that we're concerned that maybe they're going to make a mistake to say that it's effective from the loch of schiris and they come to rent one for them all, and the truth is it's only going to be effective from bittel, and bittel has to be to every single one. But Chaz Nish writes that it's effective regarding this even by less than a Shabbat Prudah from the loch of bittel, and it's dafka in a place where bittel is effective. But if he's renting from schir l'kita, from one of the workers, that doesn't help from the loch of bittel, then it wouldn't help when you're doing less than a Shabbat Prudah. The Sharatzin Oisid Ches brings this from the Tazan and other Chayim. It says, look in the Rambam Perek Beis from Erev and Din Yud Beis, which Dirshu 36 brings. That there you see that the heter to rent from the non-Jew less than Shabbat Prudah is because the Schirus is not a full Schirus. It's just like just as a recognition. The Chayim ask on his words in the Gemara Erev and Av Samach Vav. It sounds like that even if you need a strong Schirus, still you could rent from the non-Jew less than Shabbat Prudah. So Remei Simcha Vitvins Yosemeh answers that in truth, but all kinyanim, it's not possible to acquire from a nachri less than Shabbat Prudah, because regarding kinyan acquisition, you go after the buyer and the seller, and by the Jewish buyer, less than Shabbat Prudah is not considered money. It's just regarding skirus from a nachri to permit carrying on Shabbos, since for the Yisrael, bittel is effective. Chazal or Mesakin, that since the non-Jew is removing himself from his domain, even less than the Shabbat Prudah, because for him it's considered money, so it's not less than bittel of rishus regarding a Jew, and therefore you can rent even less than Shabbat Prudah. On the other hand, Abnei Melumen, Mecheskenach, they discuss if it's going to be effective a kinya mammon in the case that that's considered money only regarding the seller, and having a raya from this that it's effective skirus from anachir parashon pruta, that according to their shita it's effective over here from the halacha of that a regular kinya mammon, and it's not a special halacha of skirus rishus. Look and say to be cheskel simen beis trukas major of dabach el galav what they answer regarding this question, this discussion. Sif. Sivkan Chabbeis. This is the Mishaburo. The Ramah had said, you let a rent from him bishabbos on Shabbos. Because she in the Schiris Vadois, it's not a definite rental, it'll commit to Shus. It's just like a nullification of property back in Alma, it's just like a sign. But the Sharatzin Osyutes brings this from the Rambam and the Labush. And Tesis, they write, because it's only like a gift to permit carrying. Which the Dirshah 38 brings that even though also a gift you not like give on Shabbos, because it's similar to Mekach HaMemker doing business, with Mishabur Paskins and Shin Vav, and Shubis Meshav Davar, the Tziv writes, that's a difference. By a sale, the Isser is both on the seller and the buyer, where the buyer is giving money, and the seller is giving the object that's being sold, which is not the case by a gift. This is only on the one who's giving it, not on the receiver. Regarding him, it's as if he got it from Hefker. So therefore, since the giver is a non-Jew, he allowed to rent it on Shabbos. He adds on that for this reason, when you rent from a non-Jew on Shabbos, you have to rent with something that the minig is to give to the non-Jew on Shabbos. For example, let's say that you invite him to eat with the Jews, and you don't rent from him with money, so that it shouldn't seem like a mekhamemcha, like a transaction. Other than the das the opinion of the makna, is that by a gift, this is only on the receiver, not on the giver. Look over there. According to his words, you have to answer the way the Chaz Nish writes, that this is not literally a gift. They weren't misogyny, only to just do like a maisa skirs, like an action of rental to permit carrying, but it's not nothing actually happening over here. Says the Mishpura further, he says, Mavuba Paiskim, you've seen the Paiskim, the nice and like Dvar Meichel, that you give him some type of food item, or called Dovaham Mutal Tatl, or anything that's permitted to carry. Vaimalin, you say, oh, Zavuch Chatzerucha, this is for payment for the rights to your courtyard. Alamoy, so Zal Tatl, but since the Shabbos money is forbidden to be moved. Mayan Simon Shimbe Gimel, the Erev is battled, the Erev is nullified. But tzrichim levatal b'shusam gabi echad, and you have to nullify the domain regarding one. I shom look over there. Sharatzin oischav brings from the Eli Rabban named the Riven that the same thing is that if he doesn't give him the schiris on Shabbos, but he guarantees him he's going to pay him after Shabbos, then also it would be effective in the chayyad and quotes him. But Ladin is Sarachin because this is not mentioned in any Paisik, and with what is the kidney happening, just by guaranteeing that's not sufficient. The Bir Halacha, Dibra Maschil, Intzuchim Niskar Ma'akim, that we said, when the non-Jew does not have a right away, and there's a different quarter, you don't have to rent it from the Akum. He says you should know that the Besesiv at the end of the Simon brings a different opinion regarding this in the name of the Mardechai. That's not permitted to carry through the opening or even through the window if it's beneath 10 Tfachim. And if he wants to carry, he could carry through the window that's above 10 Tfachim or above the wall on the top, where it's not convenient utility, that they weren't gazed regarding that. Mardechai also adds on, also in such a case, it's not permitted only when the opening of every chatzah goes out to a different mavi, where they don't make a forbidden on each other in the mavi. But if the openings go out to the same mavi, that they make a forbidden on each other in the mavi until they rent his rishos, for example, let's say there's two chatzahs of Yisrael, regarding this is forbidden to carry from the chatzah to the chatzah in all cases, even above the wall. That's his words. According to the Pirush of the Sesiv, that's primary to the one who looks very well in Mardechai, the way the Bismay writes. Now, in the Shulchan Aruch over here, he holds like the opinion of the Rush, that even through the window, which is beneath 10 Tvachim, or even through the opening is permitted, because since they don't have any right away one on the other, if that's the case, so we don't have to be concerned regarding this to the words of the Mordechai, and that's how it's written in Atzei Amogim, that's a Pashta Alacha, according to him, also the Mordechai would agree regarding this, but that is lengthy. However, in the second detail that the Mordechai adds on, that whether openings go out to the same Mavai, that it's worse, that is not Mefush in the Shulchan Aruch, the opposite, and also the Mechaber does not differentiate regarding this. However, from the words of Milne Goyin that he writes, that Derech Mavi is also, look over there, it's obvious that the Shulchan Aruch is talking about in the case where they make a forbidden on each other in the Mavi, and even so, Mechaber permits to carry through the window or the opening. However, Latin, it would seem that one should be Machmer regarding this, at least to carry out through the window that's beneath 10 Tvachim, and for sure through an opening, since the Bach, the Chacham Tzvi, they're inclined to the opinion of the Mordechai regarding this, even by window which is above 10 Tvachim, look over there. Says you should know that according to the Mechaber, they're passing like the Rush, that non-Jews don't make a forbidden through the window because since it doesn't have any right of way to reach the regal on the Yisrael, even if the courtyard of the Akum separates between the two courtyards of the Yisrael, and if the Jews want to carry from one to the other through the courtyard of the non-Jew, they're permitted through the air that they make between them, even that the courtyard of the Akum is in the way, in the middle, since he doesn't make it forbidden on them, so his deer is like his non-existent. That's what the Beis was inclined in the beginning of the Simon, explained the words of Marival. And the Magen Rambam and Shin Tzadi quotes him, look at what he writes, that's not Muchach, however it seems, won't rely on this to be lenient, we're going to be Smeir and not say Mogim in this Simon. Some of the deer's position number 27. If the courtyard of the Jew is breached more than 10 Amos to the courtyard of the non-Jew, or totally breached, the whole wall that separates between them, even if it's not 10 amas wide, Primogram writes, it seems that the two courtyards are considered like one chatzah, and the Nachar is going to make forbidden until you run from him his rishos. This is number 28. Even if you have in the courtyard two homes, we said, Mishmur said, if you didn't have in this mavi, only one chatzah b'Yisrael is permitted. So even if in the courtyard there's two homes permitted, because in regards to the mavi, there's only one chatzah. As Baruch Shachanach later on, Shin Tzadi Avsev Av, the B'Yisrael bringing to the Marik, is Machmer, also in such a case, is the B'Yisrael Menachri over there to be lenient. Dishon number 29, the Halacha said that even though the chatzah of Akum is in between them, so too if the chatzah of the Yisrael is close to the chatzah of the Nachri, the Chaznish writes, it's permitted to carry out from the chatzah of the Yisrael to the chatzah of the Nachri that's on its side, because the chatzah of the Nachri is not considered as a residence, where it's not in the same chatzah. In such a case, the Chamon HaGoyzer, since it's not dwelling with the Nachri, literally in one chatzah. Dishon number 30, the Halacha brought, because since he's not making forbidden on them, it's like his deer is non-existent. Now, according to those who permit in Shulchan Aruch and Shinman Vav Sef Aleph to swap Rishuyas the Rabbanon, meaning to be machlep by rabbinic Rishuyas, the Bismay writes, you're allowed to carry from the house of the Chatzah of the Yisrael to the house of his fellow Yisrael and his Chatzah through the Chatzah of the Nachri, also in the case that they did not make an in between them. Because it's rabbinic Rishuyas that, and you're allowed to exchange through that way. And his medayik like this from the Lashon of the Augur that writes that Marie Weil permits to carry Chaman of Yisrael into the Chatzar of the cities and from the Chatzar Yeroinim to the house of the Yisrael, and sounds like from his words that you have to place it into the Chatzar Nachim from there to go then and carry again. And if you made an Erev, why would you have to put it down? So you have to say that it's talking about where they did not make an Erev, and the Heter is because the Chatzar Nachim is considered as a Makom Ptur. According to those who hold it, you're allowed to exchange things through rabbinic rishuyas. Over the Ramah in Shinayin Beis, above Paskins, the Chumrah, you're not allowed to exchange even by rabbinic domains. And look what we write in the Mishbura in Shinan Besit Kodah Zayin. If it's permitted to carry vessels that start up Shabbos in Reuben's house, and they got in a permitted way to Chatzah of Shimon, and it was placed down to Shimon's house, so he says you have to know how to understand the Lashon of this Meir over here. Dirsha number 31. Chayadim writes at least that you have to tell the non-Jew. We said, like, Chabbah said, you don't have to specify that you're renting it to permit carrying, but you have to at least tell them, Haskel Yerushoskel, rent me your property. But it's not effective to say, give me permission to that I could carry in the Chatzin Amavi. Yisroel B'chach brings a story that a new governor came to a city, and the Rav commanded to the members of the city that when they bring him the gift, as is customary, they should rent from him the Rishos. And they deviated, and they gave him the gift Stam, and only afterwards they told him that, they told the governor that, the governor says he doesn't protest, and they didn't mention any Lashon Schiris or Hakna. Yisroel Avram writes that he doesn't have the ability right now to find the heter for this. And he adds on that even if the governor said that it should be how it always was in all places, that's not scarce at all, and specifically that he really got the gift already beforehand. Now, if they rent from the governor the rights to fix the mechitzas of the Erev, so true as Teres Nisan rights, that's effective for also scarce of Rishos. Now, Grace Masham wonders on his words, why would that be? Dishnah number 32, how to qualify this scheris? Chaznish writes that there's no need for an effect of a literal schiris of rental, because Yisrael Menachri that live in the a valley of others and of Hefker, the non-Jew still makes it forbidden on them, and you still have to rent from him as Rishos, even though there's no buy, there's no ownership, there's no renter, it's a desert. By default, the Chum's takana was to make a maisa schiris, an act of rental, and if it's permitted to rent on Shabbos, then there's no problem about Isser Mekhe Memcha. Look in the Sharatzin Sivkon your test that we will enter regarding this. However, the tzura of the schir is that the form is that you receive a rights in the residence of the non-Jew. Now, the idea for this, writes the Sivkon Chachma Salev, is that you tell the non-Jew that you're acquiring from him the rights to place in his residence something, as later on in the name of the Chaznesh, that you don't have to rent from him the whole house. And you need that, it doesn't designate a place, and it's effective as if you rent from him the whole house. Chaznesh writes that you don't have to rent the whole house, it's just enough to rent the utility of whatever part of the house of the Kochet. And that's a burden of Allah later on, Sif Tesvav, the Maslim, that he writes regarding a non-Jew that lives with a partner, and the partner rents without the awareness of his friend. Not to be stringent regarding this, because partners are not particular one the other with just something so small and insignificant, because even if he rents him only a place where to put not one object, that's going to be sufficient. Dish number 34, to rent from Yisrael Mummer, less than Shalom Prut. Tosh Shabbos writes that from Mestim Sapesim Mestim that is permitted. On the other hand, the Goyen Yaakov and Erevin writes that you have to rent from him Davka Bede Prut, because he is Yisrael.